Well, I'd like to say, along with Brother Savage, that we've enjoyed ourselves this week, and I hope we have been a blessing to someone. That was our entire purpose, and it's so good to see each one, and oh, everyone has just been wonderful, and we thank the Lord for everything, and it's good to see our friends from Export, and they're kind of scattered around, but if you don't believe in a Bible school, then you need to read your Bible. All of you are familiar with Daniel in the Bible. And you know, he was taken as just a young person out of his homeland and taken to Babylon, away from his parents, away from the church, everything. But God used him in Babylon. And there came a time that he could have left Babylon and went back to Jerusalem. But he didn't. Do you know what he did? He built a Bible school. He built a Bible school. Because there was those, his people, they had had children and they didn't know anything about Jerusalem because they weren't being taught. They weren't really being taught about the true and living God. But he had a Bible school so they could be taught what he was taught as a young person. Isn't the Lord good? He's wonderful. In 1985 in New Orleans, there were 200 people gathered together to have a big celebration because not one person had drowned that year. And also in that congregation, or party, whatever it was, there was 100 lifeguards. Oh, they had a big party that night. And they were so happy. No one had drowned that whole year. But when the party was over and those lifeguards began to drain the swimming pool, they found a 31-year-old man. He had drowned. He had drowned with 100 lifeguards around him. Do you see what I'm saying? We've got people drowning all around us. And God's called each one of us to be a lifeguard. Let's do our job to try to reach those that are perishing and that's drowning.
Praise God. I'm looking forward to that trip that we're going to take without a rocket engine. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm so glad. Now, if you're interested in that song, it's on a CD back there. And I appreciate so much Brother Hugo and the Hugo family and Brother Brady and I don't know who and all is involved inviting us back. This year, we've enjoyed being here and your kindness to us. And may the Lord richly bless you in more ways than you can count. Amen. And Brother Smits, I'll tell you, his teaching this week in the morning has been very profitable. I mean profitable. If you are interested in the end time, get those CDs. Amen. Well, for the next 2 hours and a half, more or less, I know you're glad I said that last part. But I want to read scriptures from two different passages. First scripture we want to read out of 2 Kings chapter 20. And just one verse here. And then we want to go to 2 Chronicles chapter 32. Amen. So, if you have your Bibles and you found the scripture, would you please stand for the reading of the word in honor to God's book? I'm glad for America. Anybody here? I'm glad for America. There's still something about it when I see that flag flying. Something just stands up inside of me and wants to salute. Praise God. I'm glad for the word of God. Amen. I am an American through and through. But I'm a Christian first. Praise God. And I honor this book that's called the Holy Bible. Amen. So in 2 Kings chapter 20, in verse 20, just one verse here. Amen. We're going to read about Hezekiah. And the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and all his might and how he made a pool and a conduit and brought water into the city. Are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? Now, I want you to understand, he made this pool, and then he made a conduit underground. It was an engineering feat. I mean, unreal. Through solid rock from the Gihon spring on the outside of the city walls all the way down underneath, 1,770 feet through solid rock. And from what I understand, they started from each end and they dug underground with their instruments, such as they were, pickaxes and whatever. And what I read was that when they got to the center, they both met in the center at the same time on the same level, pick against pick. Now, you try to do that. Amen. So, let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 32 and verse 1, we'll probably read a few verses here, if you'll bear with us for a few minutes. After these things and the establishment thereof, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came and entered into Judah and encamped against the fenced cities and thought to win them for himself. And when Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib was come and that he was purposed to fight against Jerusalem, he took counsel with his princes and his mighty men to stop the waters of the fountains which were without the city. And they did help him. You know, help is a wonderful thing. Some things you cannot do by yourself. So there was gathered much people together. They stopped all the fountains and the brook that ran through the midst of the land, saying, "Why should the kings of Assyria come and find much water?" Also, he strengthened himself and built up all the wall that was broken and raised it up to the towers. Another wall beyond that without, and repaired Milo in the city of David and made darts and shields in abundance. And he set captains of war over the people and gathered them together to him in the street of the gate of the city and spake comfortably to them, saying, amen. I want you to listen to the next couple of verses here. Hezekiah is assuring Judah that God will help them. Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, for all the multitude that is with him. For there be more with us. You get that? There be more with us than with them. With him is the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I trust that God will help us tonight. Now it's raining outside, and I pray Holy Ghost rain comes inside. Amen. For there be more with us than with them. Amen. That kind of help was not only the greatest in power, praise God, but the greatest in numbers. Amen. As you read in these verses, there were more angels and spirit beings on Israel's side than men in the army of Assyria. God doesn't need a whole army of angels to protect his children. All he needed was one angel. One angel. Come on here. We're not going to read the rest of that chapter, but one angel. Praise God. In one night, slew 185,000 of the Assyrians. Praise God. Don't ever think God's going to forsake his children. God, but help me tonight. I'm feeling better right now. Amen. I want to talk to you for a while on we have a secret river. Praise God. You get this? We have a secret river that the enemy knows nothing about. Praise God. Amen. Hezekiah was a very brilliant man. He was a military strategist, as a matter of fact. He took advantage of his country's geography to turn Judah into a stronghold bristling with fortifications on every strategic point. Amen. He prepared for war. Y'all listen to me. Hezekiah also prepared for war in many ways. He raided into Edom in order to secure his southern frontiers. Amen. He standardized equipment in Judah's army, rearmed his soldiers, taking special care to see to it that vast stores of darts and shields were ready. Praise God. That's all good and wonderful. Amen. Are y'all still with me? But he undertook a religious revival. Amen. Combining a return to traditional values. Y'all not gonna like this tonight. As with a national, amen, nationalism. Amen. Help me, Lord. Now, I want to tell you, I'm glad, amen, when I read about Hezekiah, he made preparations in the natural. He did all that he could possibly do to protect and preserve his people. But his greatest help come from God. Somebody say amen. Now don't fall out with me right here. I am glad for all the equipment that we've got to serve the Lord with. I'm glad for music. I love music. I like, come on, stay with me here. I like the old-fashioned Hammond organ with a Leslie speaker. I like, amen, come on here. I like the old concert pianos. Amen. I like electric guitars, bass guitars, drums. Amen, come on. Y'all still with me? That's all good and right, and we got to have that. But I want to tell you, if we don't get help from God, come on, y'all listen to me. If we don't get help from God, amen, all of our talents and abilities are wasted. Our greatest help always comes from God. Amen. Hezekiah's greatest help came from the Lord because, come on here. Y'all going to get scared of me right here. Because he had a revival of values. Hallelujah. I fear that some of our holiness churches has forgotten, amen, what our forefathers established, amen, their revival on. I want to tell you, amen, we need a revival and a restoring, amen, of holiness standards and conduct and behavior. Amen, come on here. Amen, Christians ought never, amen, tell dirty jokes. You ought not laugh at dirty jokes when you hear them told. Come on, y'all stay with me. Amen, did you know it's still right to live right? It's still right to do right. Praise God. And if we get help from God, it'll be because we have made every effort possible to return to the old landmarks wherein are the good ways, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Woo! Somebody say amen. Now I want you to get what I want to say to you tonight. If God would help me. Amen. This Assyrian king, Sennacherib, amen, he invaded Judah, had a huge army. Amen. He destroyed, he bragged about destroying 46 cities. Amen, in Judah. Oh, help me here. And he was laying siege against Lachish. Amen. And he sent word that I'm coming to Jerusalem. And your God cannot help you or save you from my great army. I want to tell you, the devil's always been a liar. If he tells you you can't stay saved, he's a liar. You can stay saved. But you got to have a want to stay saved. I want the Lord to help me here. Amen. So Hezekiah, being the wise and prudent man that he was, amen, he said, why should the Assyrian army come and find water, provision for them on the outside while we are on the inside? Amen. And he undertook this engineering feat. Amen. Come on here. Are y'all still with me? And he dug underground of the city of Jerusalem. Amen. From the upper Gihon. Amen. Down. Oh, come on. Amen, to the lower part of the city where the pool of Siloam was. Amen. I have seen, great God, I have seen Hezekiah's tunnel. Amen, and the water's still running. Somebody say glory. Hey, but when, amen, they got all of the streams, amen, tunnel underground, amen, then they covered up those on the outside. Amen, the virgin's font. Amen, that was so, oh, come on here. Amen, so powerful in giving water. One of the writers said it's like, amen, the spring that gushes water out of it. Amen, and it was strong. It never run out. Amen, and they covered that over. Oh, help me, Lord. Amen, and here come the armies of Assyria, amen, to besiege Jerusalem. Now, I don't know what y'all can do with this, but I want to tell you, we got a secret river the devil don't know anything about. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. Amen. And when they besieged the city, they thought they had them all holed up inside the city. Amen. But I can see, I've got imagination. You know, imagination's the biggest nation in the world. Amen. I got a big imagination. And I think, praise God, those soldiers, amen, of Judah, praise God, on that great big wall all around the city of Jerusalem. Amen. They were, glory to God, every day while the enemy was encamped on the outside, amen, they would get up on that wall and they'd just walk around it. Amen. Let the enemy know that they were not afraid of them because God said he was going to help them. Amen. I don't know. Amen. Help me, Lord. But I kind of feel like, amen, that the enemy said, we've got them all cornered. There's nothing they can do. They don't have any water. They don't have any food supply. Praise God. But those soldiers walking around the wall of the city, amen, help me here. I think they probably had buckets and buckets and buckets of water. Praise God. Amen. And when they was looking down over the wall at the enemy didn't have any water. Praise God. And I can see them as take a big dipper out of their buckets and just pour it on the head and let those Assyrians know we got water. You can't last but so long like that. Amen. Come on here. But every day, amen, come on, come on, come on here. Amen. They would let the enemy know, we got water. I don't know where they might have just took a whole bucket of water, amen, and poured it on each other just to let the devil know, amen, we got water. I'm telling you, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost here. Amen. We got a secret river that the devil doesn't know anything about. Ah, praise God. Amen. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Amen. Help me here. Verse 2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. And when the devil's got you hemmed up in a corner, amen, glory to God, just go down to that secret river, amen, and pull you out a bucket and say, glory to God, I'm still drinking of the waters of life freely. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hezekiah's name means Jehovah is strength. Now the strange thing, I want you to get this. The strange thing is that Hezekiah's daddy was named Ahaz. A-H-A-Z. He was probably one of the most wicked kings that ever sat on the throne. Amen. But you know what? When God gets ready to turn things around, he may not even look at you. He may look at your children. He may look at your grandchildren. Amen. Because he's got a work that's going to get done. I don't understand all I know about it. Amen. But I've seen kids raised up in church, slept on the pallets under the benches. Praise God. Y'all still with me? And folks shouting all around them. And those kids turn out to be full of the devil. Amen. And lead a wicked life. Amen. And on the other side, I've seen homes that was full of the devil. Amen. If you pardon the expression, that was a hell hole. Amen. To live in. And I've seen children, come on here. Amen. Come to a youth camp. Amen. A Sunday school. Amen. Or a kids crusade and get prayed through and saved. Amen. They come out to be some of the best homeless people in the world. Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. But our kids need a revival. Our kids need, great God, our kids need a drink of this water. Amen. This is a secret river that the devil don't know anything about. And if you can get your family, come on here, drinking out of this river, it'll be a lasting river. There's a lady in our church. Her name is Sister Bessie. She dresses very neat. She's a very petite woman. She combs her hair. You ever seen women like that? Every hair is in place and they look so dainty. I wonder how long it took her to fix it like that. How much hairspray did it take? But she is a good woman. Live for God. Amen. And help me, I'm in trouble here. At my church at home, and I fussed at them, and I preached against them. And amen, coming in late for church. When I come to the realization, they're going to do what they want to do. I lost y'all right there. We was having a meeting one night, and glory to God, the power of God was falling, people got help, and they were shouting and dancing in the Spirit. Y'all believe in that? Praise God. Sister Bessie came in late for service that particular night. Amen. And, amen. I didn't pay much attention to her when she come in. Wasn't unusual. Amen. So service went on. After service, we all, you know, we gather around, we talk and fellowship and shake hands with everybody. And I was shaking hands with some folks up to the front. And my wife was in the back, and she said, she called me and she said, "Have you seen Sister Bessie?" I said, "No, I haven't seen her yet." She said, "You need to come look at her." Amen. She had a stroke just before she come to church. Her face was twisted. Come on here. Amen. Her jaw was down. Her eyelids were drooped. Y'all listen to me. Amen. Her right arm, whichever side it was, I forget now. Amen. Was drooping. Amen. Her kids had said, "Mama, you need to go to the hospital." She said, "Maybe so, but I feel like I need to go to church." Are y'all still with me? And when she come in, she sat down and the service went on through. And when it was over, amen, we went back to where she was. And most of the saints of God was already gone home. Amen. Just a few handful left. Amen. That's usually the praying ones anyhow. Praise God. Amen. And we laid hands on Sister Bessie. Amen. In the name of the Lord and prayed for her. Are y'all still with me? She was not an emotional woman. You hear me? Amen. She wasn't one that just shouted all the time. But when the power of God hit her, amen, that night, glory to God, amen, she went to shouting and a jerking. Amen, her head went back and forth and all of her bobby pins flew out. Amen, help me here. Amen, her hair, amen, cracked like a whip. Amen, and the power of God came on her. Amen, and God healed her right there. We got a secret river. Hey, hey, hey. I said we got a secret river. I remember. Help me, Lord. Anybody listen to me? I remember reading. I like to read history some in World War II. Amen. They had our military had a special regiment. I mean, 450 Navajo Indians. Amen. Help me here. I mean, they were invaluable. I mean, they were valuable to our forces. Amen. Come on here. The enemy had broke every code, amen, that our military had set up to send special messages by. but they never could break that Navajo Indian language. Praise God. Hey, man, can I tell you? We got a language that the devil cannot understand. And it's great God. And we got, hey, man, we got a direct line to the throne of God. Amen. And it cannot be intercepted because the Holy Ghost has come on you by the Spirit. We got a secret river. I'm feeling better. Years ago, I'm not going to preach to you much longer. Years ago, we got a campground down home. It's 1 mile from my church, the same road. Years ago in 1980, 81, somewhere along in there. Amen. When we got our camp meeting started and the power of God was moving and we was disturbing the neighbors, and we wound up in a lawsuit. They wanted to stop that camp meeting. Hello here. We were in court. Hit me here. We were in court 7 times in 8 days. They had court specially for us on a Saturday. Never before in history. Praise God. They wanted to stop our holy roller meeting. Praise the Lord. Are y'all still with me? Amen. I want to tell you, the news media can, amen, twist your words, amen, to say things that you never said. Ah, they do it all the time. And not only the news media, the lawyers, amen, know how to put their thumb on you till you feel like dirt. Come on, somebody say amen. Are y'all listening now? Amen, in court, I mean, amen, all day, every day for, amen, 8 days, 7 times in 8 days. Amen, help me, Lord. Ah, I mean, you talk about pressure. Most all of that pressure came on our local church where I pastor. Amen. The other preachers were 1 or 2 hours away, and they were great men. But our church suffered the consequences of those news media because we were the local church. Amen. Does anybody here remember the Jim Jones cult of years gone by? They called us cult. Amen. Come on here. They said we were the devil. They called us Jim Joneses in the newspapers and on the radios. Amen. They called us names that would not be conducive to even speak to you in this crowd. Amen. And oh, you talk about pressure. You've never been under pressure until you're in court defending your right to serve and worship God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I've been in court. I forget whether it's the 6th or the 7th time. Amen. We were in court and I came home. Amen. From that court and I was under pressure. Amen. Oh, the names that they called us. Amen. And the pressure from the neighbors that wanted to shut our campground. And then they tried to shut down our Christian school. And then they wanted to shut down our church. But I want to tell you, amen, we're still there. Hallelujah. I came in from court one day. Amen. And my wife already had the supper fixed. And my children were around the table. Grandchildren were there. Amen. And I always sat at the head of the table. Amen. Come on, come on, come on. Listen to me now. And when I sat down and asked God's blessings on the food, the pressure of all those court, amen, that we had been in every day for several days, all of a sudden fell on me like a ton of brick. My nerves came unraveled. Don't y'all fall out with me here. Amen. And all of a sudden, I just broke out crying. Amen. And weeping. Amen. I shoved my chair back. And I went into my bedroom and went into a very small, amen, walk-in closet, just big enough for you to stand between the clothes. Amen. Are y'all still with me? I was crying and I was weeping. Amen. My nerves was frazzled. Amen. Amen. My wife followed me in there. And she said, I'm here. Amen. I'll help you. What do you need for me to do? And I said, baby, just go out and shut the door and leave me alone for a little while. Amen. Y'all stay with me. Praise God. She did. Amen. And alone in that dark closet with no light on. Amen. I got a drink of that secret river. Hey, 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 I come out of there, amen, well and good and with a sound mind. Praise God, our campground's still there. Our church is still there. Yeah, come on here. And the main, oh God help me, the main lawyer that was against us and so pressured the case, he was a Jew. No reflection, brother. Amen. He was a Jew that hated us. Amen. But a couple of years later, amen, he called me on the phone and he said, can I come to your church and apologize? I said, you can't get the pulpit, but you can stand down front and say whatever you want to say. He came. Praise God. And he stood up before my whole church, amen, and said, y'all, please forgive me for the way I acted. I want to tell you, God still got a river flowing. Hallelujah! Somebody say amen. Can I tell you, amen, those men on the wall drinking water, pouring it over their heads, amen, just letting the enemy know we've got secret river that you don't know anything about. Amen. Glory to God. John chapter 7 verse 38 and 39 said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to tell you, we got a God that's going to take care of his children. Amen. You may not know how you're going to come out of your situation. Amen. But we got a secret river. Just go to dip in and see what God will do. Come, singers. Ephesians chapter 5. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Glory to God. Giving thanks always for all things. Praise God. Unto God and the Father. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in the gifts of the Spirit. Where's my piano player and singers? Praise God. I believe in this, all nine gifts of the Spirit. They ought to be in operation in the church. Anybody here? But I want to tell you, I believe in speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance. I believe in prophecy. Come on here. I believe in interpretation of tongues. I believe in the gift of divine healing and of miracles. Amen. I read one time, many years ago now, a man had divided the nine gifts of the Spirit off into three different, amen, categories. And number one, he said to think like God and to talk like God and to act like God. That sounds pretty good to me. As much as I believe in the gifts of the Spirit, amen, there is that unknown tongue. And I told you last night that my wife, amen, found that precious secret river flowing. Amen. Help me here. When her son, amen, had been murdered and she wanted to hear from him. Amen. But she got into that place, praise God. Amen. And she got water out of that secret river. The devil said, he's going to kill you and destroy your ministry. Amen. But I want to tell you, praise God, I'm still drinking of that secret river. And she's still drinking of that secret river. And you can still drink of that secret river. When the devil says you're going to die, praise God, go down to that secret river and get your bucket full and say, devil, you're a liar. Somebody say amen. I'm here to tell you, amen, we are God's children and he's going to take care of us. Everybody stand. Holy Ghost, would you walk into this place? Walk between every one of these chairs. Oh God, there's precious people in this congregation tonight that the enemy has lied to them and told them they're going to die. The devil's lied to them and told them their children's not going to be saved. Oh, God. Devil's lied to them and said your home's going to be split up and divided. But, Lord, would you show them where that secret river is? I feel like somebody in this congregation, you're being besieged by the enemy of your soul, and you don't know what to do, or which way to turn. Get out of your seat and come right here.